Lizzo, hey, Professor, you have something to say about this.
Well, the first thing is you talked about soundtracks earlier. That song was originally recorded for the 2016 film Barbershop, The Next Cut. Okay. And it made its premiere, the BBC music writer, Zane Lowe, the one who had that historic interview with Conway West a number of years ago. It debuted on his show for the very, very first time. But that was really one of her biggest, biggest hits. The production came from various producers from the production house called Midnight Production. And they do, just the really hardcore commercial stuff in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Music videos, music, films, everything. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Lizzo. Hey, this is Monday Night Madness right here on The Buzz with WB and the Professor of Pop Culture.
She's on fire.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't have that one pulled up, but I do have this.
No, I mean, she's on fire, not a song title. but she's challenging stereotypes.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know,
it's beautiful.
I love that. I love that. Who wrote the song, She's on Fire? So there is an artist that wrote the song.
Are you thinking about that girl, this girl is on fire?
This girl is on fire.
Alicia Keys. That's Alicia Keys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of Alicia Keys, how about this?
All right. That's it. That's it.
Real man. you treat me fairly, I'll give you all my goods, treat you like a real woman should.
Baby, I know you're worth it.
If you never play me, oh, promise not to bluff. I'll hold you down when shit gets rough. If you choose to refuse to put her first, she will and she can find a man who knows her worth. Oh,
knows a real man, knows a real woman when he sees her,
when he sees her.
And a real woman knows a real man ain't afraid to please her.
Me.
And a real woman knows a real man always comes first.
the girl, but she's on fire.
Yes. Alicia Keys.
All
Alicia
right,
Keys.
All
okay.
Right.
I was ready to make a huge mistake.
Oh.
Because I thought it was Alicia Keys, but it was actually Shantae Moore. But it, another great artist as well, Shantae Moore. Anyway, I had texted Adrian Braxton. Remember Adrian?
Yes.
Yes. The host of Braxton's Back and Latest Night after she hijacked it from me, but that's okay. Adrian, love you. Love you. I hope you're tuned in. But anyway, there was an event at a park in Southern California, and Studio W was there, and it was Shantae Moore and, oh my God, what's this gentleman's name? Jazz saxophonist, Washington, last name Washington. But anyway, not Grover. But anyway,
yeah.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. And the Buzz was there, Studio W was the Buzz was there, and one of our hosts there, Shantae Moore was performing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she was out there jamming. Okay, there was Patrice. Hey, Patrice, if you're listening, okay. And Shantae invited her up on stage.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, man, it was a jam session. I was back in Virginia, so I wasn't able to be there. But,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was hoping it was Alicia Keys, but it was not. Anyway, welcome back.
All right.
Monday Night Madness, WB and the Professor. Thanks, Adrian, because I was getting ready to put my foot dead in my mouth. And so thank you for that, for saving me there. I've got some Katy Perry coming up.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
Let's do it.
Let's do it right now. Monday Night Madness.
Great song, Karen.
WB and the Professor Pop Culture.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing. So I fell for everything. And you're-
Yep. Katy Perry.
All right.
Roar. Professor, that song.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it was heavily produced. And what I mean by that.
Very much so.
The music was full. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an example. Not that you need it. But no, you don't. There are artists that will perform with just maybe a piano or maybe a guitar, and a piano or maybe a guitar and drums and a singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you add other instrumentation to it and the more, so that's what I mean by I feel that it was heavily produced.
Yeah. That song is part of a subgenre. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Explain, please.
There's pop music and then there's power pop. And that
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and that's a power pop song. And that's, you know, just like that song, you know, you just have those really large harmonies and synths going on, where there's just a lot of information in one song, a lot of information, a lot of activity,
a lot of instrumentation.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're fusing these things together here to produce a particular song, right, or sound. That's what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Large drums. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, get it right here. Monday
Night
Madness.
Get it right here.
Okay.
Confusing self-conscious with self-confidence.
DJ Scratch. Yeah.
Confusing self-conscious with self-confidence. So you monogamous but body positive. Post pills you swallowing for a following. What he got to offer, he don't see the kids that he fathering. If you won't bother them, why you respond to them? Careful where you plant them seeds before you water them. Say you empower women, but don't acknowledge them. Feminism, not what you embody in. You false hope, you false positive. But eat your fruit and drink your water then.
Yeah.
I don't click up. That's why I don't click up. Hey, I don't click up, cause y'all kiss up, rep your set, then y'all switch up and don't pick up. But real friends don't ask for favors. Say you betrayed like you supposed to pay them. Cop the White House like you supposed to save them. Ungrateful, wonder how I Kanye'd them. Huh? It's pressure to be an icon, baby. Stressing to be an icon lately, but a lost soul can't lead the people. Nah, a lost soul can't lead the people. Nah, a lost soul can't lead the people. A lost soul can't lead the people. Confusing a celebrity with your integrity. You drink a Hennessy for your therapy. Can't get no peace of mind, can't get no serenity. But the public ain't the enemy, it's the enemy. So, what you gonna leave with your legacy? It's like we don't believe in longevity. I was overseas, it seems that we the only people with dreams of material things. Confusing self-conscious with self-confidence. Confusing self-conscious with self-confidence. Confusing self-conscious with self-confidence. We lying to ourselves, that's what the problem is.
Oh man. Let's stop the presses right there. Yeah.
Great number.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love that. This is unimaginable. The show tonight, I'm absolutely enjoying this because we are celebrating International Women's History Month. And we are including women from all over the globe, around the world, because guess what? That's how important you are to us and to the industry of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, it's like, I knew at one time growing up, I was listening to all male groups.
Mm-hmm.
But then there came the Supremes. Okay. And Martha and the Vandellas.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these other great female groups. I said, women are hold it. I can't limit myself to just one genre or one particular type. No, absolutely. And that's what we talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this as well as anyone. And we especially try to do that on our Thursday night show, Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Okay.
Man, you might hear some classical music there.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear some hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You might hear some R&B, some funk, some soul.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, as long as it's good music,
right,
we're going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do here. And all of our shows are different.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, folks, you can keep us tuned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe, anywhere. And we have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. Hey, Kim Rogers. Kim is tuned in. Oh, you already know. I just showed the professor that Snoopy emoji mm-hmm. that you sent.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was from yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had to show that to you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Kim, if you're enjoying the show, just let us know, okay? You know 7-Up is there. Adrian Braxton is on air now.
All right.
Hey, Adrian, how you doing? She's out there in Southern California. Kim is in Longview, Texas. 7-Up, who knows where she is?
Okay.
But she's always in. Mm-hmm. And look, love you, girl. Look, I don't care where you are. And just keep it locked right here and share it with your friends, all right? Now, there's a couple of songs. Oh, my goodness. Professor C, you started this. I'm going to go to someone else
mm-hmm.
on your list.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
India Ari.
All right.
I don't need that to have a good time. Keep your expensive car and your
depressors. Stop depressors. Stop depressors. Mm-hmm. Hey, Professor.
Yes.
The audience is enjoying India RE.
Good.
Oh, my, 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 my. Hey, keep it locked right here on the bus, Studio W. Because it's not about me. It's not about the professor. It's about you. Mm-hmm. We play what you want to hear as long as you're in the groove. And look, we are grooving right here. Professor, I got to do this. Got to do it. All right. Hold on 1 second. This one. Whew. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Brown skin. Oh, yeah. Good one. You know, good.
I had to. Had no choice, Professor.
I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Maybe Mississippi or Ireland. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss. Your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy. You'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I lay you in, abracadabra magic happens. Man. As we swim higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. You some every now and then. So brown, lips so round, baby, how can I be down?
India RE.
Full mahogany, you make me feel like a queen.
You make me feel like a queen.
Tell me what's that thing you do that makes me want to get next to you, yeah. I can't tell where mine is.
really good. India Ari, hey, born India Ari Simpson.
Yes, and, that's right.
Absolutely, in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, she was born in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And now, what I didn't know, that she sold over 5 million.
Yeah.
5 million right here in the U.S.
Yeah.
10 million, mm-hmm, worldwide.
Yeah.
Wow. 4 Grammys, mm, out of 23 nominations. Best in R&B album. India R&B.
That's an incredible career, an incredible life. Yes.
Yeah, and she's still young, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's hope that our artists start living longer, because we've done shows on so many artists that have gone too soon.
And if you remember 2016, that was an awful year. For music, we lost more musicians that year than any year that I can remember in my lifetime.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It was a sad year, 2016.
Okay. Now, you've been invited back to come on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast when your schedule permits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It doesn't have to be this Thursday or the next Thursday, whenever your time, because Mike really, he enjoys your knowledge, because many times when you and I are talking and we're talking about various artists, and not only you talking about the artists, you talking about the producers, you talking about the engineers, you talking about so many people that came into but then the production of their particular music, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so Mike has fallen in love with what you do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so many others.
That's very nice.
No, not nice. I mean, just sincerely.
Yeah, I understand. And him too. When I'm impressed with him when I'm on your guys' show. He's phenomenal himself. Is he listening?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess what? I would make sure.
He's gonna find out.
He's gonna find out. Okay. If he's not listening, he's gonna get an earful. Okay. That was the CEO. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Right. But no, we got, God. That's the fabulous thing about it is because our co-hosts on other shows, they listen to our shows and,
right,
and when your colleagues comment on, hey, I enjoyed what I heard.
Yeah.
That is great. And we love that too, especially when we comment because they want to, oh, guess what? You ask, oh, Mad Mike.
Okay.
Oh boy, he's listening.
Okay. Hey, Mad Mike, hey.
Yes, right. Man, oh my goodness, this is giving me a chance or an excuse to plug our show, right? Each and every Thursday night, Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see Mike's picture on the flyer, Mike is wearing a cowboy hat. Yep, he is a cowboy, and he rides horses. He has horses. He has a ranch, okay? What's incredible about this cat is that he also loves all types of music. Brand. Now, I wouldn't
Man after my own heart.
Look. So that means to tell, look, because you look at someone in a certain way,
mm-hmm,
or you see their appearance in a certain way,
mm-hmm,
that doesn't define who they are, because you have no idea what that person is capable of.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Man.
And it's our humanness that we do. We've all have done it. I've done it. But we have to keep that in mind. We just have to keep that in the forefront of our mind, because you don't know.
You really don't know. Okay.
You don't know people.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Adrian. Adrian. Okay. Oh, in about 30. You're tuned in about 30. Okay. Anytime you want to tune in, that's okay. All right. We'll go with that. But anyway, no, back to that. Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast comes on each and every Thursday, folks. It is mad and it is wow.
All right.
All of our programs are different. That's what I love about this network, okay? Is because we have diversity. We have variety. We want to bring something for everyone. I don't care if you're young, if you are mature, okay? To me, there's no such thing as old, and let's stop doing that to ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you have some people that's 30 years old and look like, oh my goodness, are they waiting for Social Security? Okay.
Oh, well, then that's a tough life they're living then. That's a tough life.
That's a whole different show. Okay. That we're going to reserve that for the Boomerang regular show. Okay. For the Boomerang. Okay. Mm-hmm. But Mike, love you, brother. And Mike, he's turned me on to some great, great, great music.
Mm-hmm.
And that I hadn't heard before. As a matter of fact, I might have to pull this up since this is, celebrating International Women's Month.
Right.
I've got something to say.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. We should celebrate women every month.
Every month.
Because without them, we wouldn't be here. Us males, I'm talking about. All females.
Ashe.
Well, hey, Ashe. I got something for you. Coming up, how about some Beyonce? Oh. Come on, let's do this thing. Monday Night Madness. I'm WB. Just hanging out with the professor. Yes.
That's a Professor. Classic. That's a classic.
Professor.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Okay.
Fitting.
I think we have this party started.
set.
That's right. It's already. Has already. Is already. Started. Monday Night Madness, WB and the Professor. Yeah, Beyonce. Oh yeah, stop the presses right there. Those last two songs by Beyonce that we played, "Run the World" and "Don't Touch My Hair." No. I'm sorry. Nope. Beyonce, "Single Life,"
"Single Ladies,"
and the one before that.
You better hold the beehive. Wasn't listening.
Oh,
continue. Just continue. I'm just
okay,
saying.
Let's back up. Okay. Faux pas. This is live radio. We can't edit. Look, guess what? I don't care. I'm just saying, I don't care. Right, look, I made a mistake.
That's right.
All right. Faux pas. Okay. That's a way of softening it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, "Single Ladies" and "Run the World." Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember because remember, speaking of backlash, Beyonce performed at a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. That was a great show too.
It was. I thought it was. And guess what? Mm. Just like everything in life, there was criticism.
Of course. Doesn't matter.
And I dismissed that. I say, dudes. Okay.
It doesn't matter who's performing at a Super Bowl. The Lint Lieutenants are going to be there.
Oh, never heard that before.
Yeah.
You the Lint Lieutenants.
Get it? You pick Lint, nitpicking. Yeah. So don't worry.
I caught it the first time you said it.
Oh, okay.
No, I just wanted you to repeat it. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Lint Lieutenants. Oh, I was going to say is I never heard it phrased that way before.
Oh, yeah.
The Lint Lieutenants. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna steal it.
Okay, steal it.
If you hear me saying it again, guess what?
Hey,
I have your permission.
After three times, it's yours.
Incredible. Monday Night Madness, folks. I'm having a blast. I hope you are. And I know our audience is. I'm getting all kinds of emojis. Kim Rogers, that's right, in Longview, Texas. Oh, she sends me these funny, what do you call these? They're not emojis because emojis are still, right?
GIFs. Is it GIF or GIF? G-I-F.
GIFs.
GIFs. Okay.
Funny, funny stuff. And 7-Up, she says always, she's always listening. As a matter of fact, I know she is because I've gotten, text messages, during the day sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says, hey, all I'm hearing is static or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I checked, and there was a technical problem. Thank you.
All right.
Because a lot of times I'm away from the station. We have a limited staff here, but we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can help us grow. This is how you can do it.
Mm.
Just go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. Anybody, anywhere around the globe, please subscribe. And all we're asking that you subscribe and leave a comment, okay? We'll come back. If we were asking for donations, I'll come back a little over that.
Oh, okay.
But no. But at this particular time, everything that you hear, everything we do, is absolutely free to you. We just ask that you share with somebody else. Share with just one somebody every day. 365 right. days a week. Oh, we got several thousand listeners. Okay, I'm adding it to the part right now. But anyway, it's okay. Solange.
Don't touch my hair. When it's the feeling.
This is deep.
Don't touch my soul. When it's the rhythm.
You put it on a list for a reason.
Don't touch my
yes, you did. I know you.
They see the visions I've found. Don't touch what's there. When it's the feelings I wear, they don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go where we meant to go. They don't
shit, all the
Stop the presses right now.
All right.
Professor, I need your help on this one.
Okay.
I've been calling this artist Solange. How is that proper?
What? Well, I call her Solange. So I don't know. Maybe both are correct, maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. And then this last jam was featuring Sampha. S-A-M-P-H-A.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, yeah. One, just one of the newer artists out there, new generation coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you call her...
Solange.
And this I call her Solange.
Uh-huh. I don't... I like how you say it, Solange.
Folks...
It has a je ne sais quoi to it. I think I'm going to call her Solange from now on.
Okay. Hey, Jazz, if you're listening, any of our artists, if you know the proper enunciation of this artist's name, let us know. We're going with Solange.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be Solange. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Guess what?
Hmm.
I tell you what.
What?
We will get an explanation.
All right.
Okay, at some later date. Maybe not tonight, but some later date. Help us out, folks. Okay, Professor.
Yes.
This lady, I didn't see her on your list, but in case it is, I'm doing it.
Here we go.
Oh, this party goes on. Tina Marie... You got a lot to say about her, too.
Sure do.
I know that.
Have a Don't be too slick now.
Tina Marie. Oh, stop the presses again. Hey, Professor, we stopped the presses, I did, several times tonight. Because there's so many great songs that we've played, so many great female artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to differentiate between female and male. I would just say great artists. Since we are celebrating International Women's History Month, so we are showcasing females, right?
Yes.
But an artist is an artist is an artist. And she wasn't born Tina Marie. Christine Brockert.
Brockert, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
What a voice. Just absolutely incredible.
And there is a